You're a podcast listener, and this is a podcast ad. Reach great listeners like yourself with podcast advertising from Lips and Ads. Choose from hundreds of top podcasts offering host endorsements, or run a reproduced ad like this one across thousands of shows to reach your target audience with Lips and Ads. Go to lipsandads.com now. That's LIBSYNads.com.
This is Cruise News Today with Doug Parker.
Good morning. Here's your cruise news for Thursday, August 24th. Australia will soon align with the rest of modern-day civilization as the country will quickly eliminate vaccination requirements to cruise. The New South Wales Premier Chris Minns is expected to announce the policy changes soon, expressing his support for returning to normal, stating that the need for mask wearing and COVID vaccinations when boarding a cruise ship need to be removed and they were never meant to be permanent. Now, once lifted, Australia will be in line with the rest of the world. And Royal Caribbean's Portside Barbecue on Oasis of the Seas has seen a recent hike in prices, with some items increasing as high as 50%. Now, some examples of these hikes are the signature three-meat combo, which is one of their best sellers. This will now cost 43% more, priced at $21.99. That was previously $15.39. The Pitmaster Special, that saw a 50% increase, now costing $14.99. Other menu items like barbecued meats, sides, and the Pitmaster's favorite, they've also increased. Now, as expected, many cruisers have expressed dissatisfaction with the drastic price hikes, especially without seeing an improvement in service. However, some still see it as a great deal. These prices went into effect immediately. And Carnival Cruise Line has announced the appointment of Matthew Boyd as entertainment director and Kendall Fire McGuire, I think that's right, as cruise director for the inaugural season of Carnival Jubilee. With a combined 20 years of Carnival Cruise Line experience, Kendall Fire McGuire has been working with Carnival since 2016, and Boyd, he recently earned the title of Carnival's 2023 Entertainment Director of the Year. Congrats to you both. Jubilee is set to debut on December 23rd from Galveston, Texas. And cruise line stocks were up on Wednesday. Carnival Corporation up 4%, 16.75. Royal Caribbean up 3%, 102.41. And Norwegian up 2%, 17.57. Breaking news in this week's podcast, a review of Norwegian Sky at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
Cruise News Today is a production of Cruise Radio. For daily updates, subscribe to the Cruise Radio YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.
If you own a vehicle with less than 200,000 miles and have an auto warranty about to expire or no warranty coverage at all, listen up. CarShield has a low-cost, month-to-month vehicle protection plan that covers more parts than ever. Visit carshield.com/audio to find out how you could pay almost nothing for covered auto repairs. Drivers who activate this vehicle protection today will also receive free roadside assistance, free towing, and car rental options at no additional cost. Get your free quote today at carshield.com/audio. That's carshield.com/audio.